This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Beyond the Books Educational Foundation has for a quarter of a century been providing grants to local educators from both Twin Cities school districts in order to bring innovative projects to their students. Foundation Board President Vicki Robertson says they'll be marking that anniversary with an event dubbed Celebrate Learning, Saturday, February 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Evans Junior High School. And as Board Member Rhonda Massey explains, there's a specific reason why that location was chosen.
Because the rock climbing wall that Beyond the Books funded in 2014...
Yes.
Is at Evans Junior High, so it will be incorporated into the day's activities. It's a free day of family fun, so we hope to bring a lot of families out. There will be a lot of activities that day. One of the things I'm most excited about is that 32 teachers are coming to set up their grant-funded projects and show people what kinds of things Beyond the Books has been funding. Since 1992, we've funded 725 projects at a cost of $550,000.
That's really what started the whole idea of having this family event, is we wanted a way so that the teachers, the educators in those districts could show off what they had been doing with that money. So we'll have probably Ozobots, which are little robots. We'll have reading tables. We'll have all kinds of activities that the different teachers have done. And there'll be crafts as well that we'll have, and a magician.
You'll also have Miller Park Zoo animals.
Yes. We do not know what animals are coming or if they will be fuzzy or non-fuzzy animals.
Or insecty,
right.
Or reptile.
Right. But those are always popular, and we're really happy that they're going to come out and support us as well. The teachers are the focus, but there'll be other fun events as well. And we would like to say that we are partially funded by State Farm. They have given us a grant to help us with our 25th anniversary celebrations. That will be this one, and then there'll be one in October that we plan on having as well.
So. And the one in October will be a fundraiser, where this is just a free come out and have some fun.
So what's up for the next 25 years? Any grand plans in mind?
Well, we would like to try to achieve that $1 million mark at some point in our endowment. That's always in the back of our mind, I think. We have got some new corporate sponsors. Like I said, State Farm has helped us with this. We have another one that we'll be able to announce sometime after March that we're very excited about. That's probably one of our goals, is to get some businesses in the area maybe more involved.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
that would be good to see.
Yeah, to get some more of the businesses in the area involved with us as well. We just really want to keep encouraging our local educators, because I know sometimes it's hard to stay encouraged. So we really want to help them out as much as we can. And really the kids, when you go out and you see some of these kids, you walk out and you're energized, and you are really happy that you're doing what you're doing with this foundation.
I would like to grow our name recognition also. I don't feel like a ton of people know what we're doing. And we do have a Facebook page, and I would encourage people to go out and like it. Mostly what we post there is, hey, your grants are due, or look at this grant in action. It's just cute pictures of kids doing things with Ozobots or...
Yeah. Or anything. Yeah, yeah, it's been great with the Facebook. Rhonda's helped us a lot with that, and we would like to get some more recognition. Because we have books in our title, a lot of people sometimes think we're library-related.
Right.
But it's beyond the
books. It is beyond the books, and that beyond is the key word, Laura. You've gotten it. That's what we've been trying to do. So, yes, we would like to have some more name recognition, and I think that is growing in the past 3 or 4 years. I think we've had more people. And, you know, there are lots of ways to help us. We'd like to get some new faces helping us, whether it be on the board or donating. A reminder, too, that a donation to Beyond the Books makes a wonderful honor or memorial gift for a teacher. If you had a teacher in your life that just made a big impact on your student, or if you have a family member in memoriam, it just is a great way, instead of, as Rhonda would say, giving another mug to a teacher, it's a great way to honor them. And we do send an acknowledgement to people to let them know that a donation has been made in their name. So we like to encourage that as well. It's for all ages. The Celebrate Learning on February 25th is for all ages. So there will be some activities there for probably up to junior high. Probably the younger kids will will be the main target audience, but it's for everybody.
That's Vicki Robertson and Rhonda Massey from Beyond the Books Educational Foundation. Celebrate Learning is Saturday, February 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Evans Junior High School in Bloomington. The deadline for submitting grants for this year is coming up on March 6th. I'm Laura Kennedy.